We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyball. It's time to preview all the volleyball teams for the upcoming season, and why not start with the team that we sort of ended with last season. Riverside made it to the state tournament, had a 39-4 overall record. Brooke Flathers, head coach for the Bulldogs, joins us now. And coach, how do you feel about your team coming into a brand new season?
Really good. We're so excited about the group we have. Super competitive kids. We're really excited to get the season rolling.
Well, I mean, you had so much depth, I think, last year, and you're going to need that to replace some good, talented seniors, Ellie Henderson, Ayla Richardson, Sophia Taylor. All of them were great hitters for you. How do you feel about, some of your juniors, especially like Madison Kelly, stepping up this year into some of those roles?
Yeah, our senior group this year has done a great job stepping into that leadership, but our seniors last year modeled that for them. And this group is, just taken off, things in that regard, right where we left off last year up at state. Super motivated, super competitive group of kids.
Yeah. Let's talk. We'll start with Bentley Roan. I mean, a good place to start. I mean, just put up amazing numbers as a freshman, and just showing so much versatility in the middle as a setter, as an offensive player, and all around player overall. How do you utilize a player like that? And you just take her off the leash and let her go, I guess. I mean, she's just so good. What can you say about Bentley and what she can accomplish this year and get even better at?
Yeah, to start, Bentley just loves volleyball and, has done a really good job of buying into everything we've been trying to do over the last few years, as have all the kids. And that's something kind of we've, been able to build our program in these traditions, that we've been working towards over the last, several years, and is that we're going to see what makes the most sense for the team as far as, dynamic and where kids need to be and how we can maximize our potential overall. Going into last season, most people probably didn't expect us to switch up our setting choice and our libero choice. And we did, and, cause that was what was best for the team. And in the long run, that's the goal, is to put ourselves in the best position to maximize our potential. So it'll be really fun.
Yeah. Do you see a similar, you see Ashley Kelly and Bentley kind of carrying on those similar roles like they did last year in the middle with the setting positions? And I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix.
Right. They're both super hardworking kids for us. High volleyball IQs. They do a great job. I would say that both of them, no matter what role we put them in this year, they'll excel and, perform at a high level for us. For sure.
How about offense? Let's talk about Sydney Summers. What do you see as her potential as maybe being, kind of a number one, number two hitter? She was in the middle of a lot of great depth last year. I would imagine that she has an opportunity to flourish even more this year.
Yeah. One of the best things about having a, large lineup roster last year is that a lot of our kids got a lot of experience, returning both setters, four attackers, our top defensive player, and Sophia Fenner. Like, just having all of those pieces and seeing those kids grow last year to be able to come back this year, and maybe step into some bigger roles, is huge for us. And yeah, like I said, just kids are stepping up and they want to compete, they want to win, and they know they have to work for it. You're not guaranteed anything in a season in high school, and you're going to have to work. So
what makes Sydney such a good offensive hitter?
She's fearless. You can watch her compete in any of her activities. She plays fearlessly. Her goal is to terminate. For sure. Definitely a fearless kid.
And then how about Madison Kelly, now a senior, which I don't think you have as many this year, but what kind of potential does she have to increase her numbers offensively?
Yeah, Maddie and Lily had great years for us last year in the middle. Both developed a ton last year, beginning of the season to the end. I mean, and, you know, up at state, we were talking, let's feed our middles a little bit, you know, get them going, because they were terminating the ball really well. And at the beginning of the last season, I don't think we would have said that necessarily, but yeah, they've grown a lot in their potential on the court for sure.
So you got Maddie and Lily. I'm glad you brought up Lily, because I was going to go to her next. Lily and Maddie in the middle. And then who do you have, you know, potentially on the outside coming in?
I would say at this point, we don't really know where kids are going to fall. Okay. Lily might move spots. But yeah, I mean, for sure, all of those kids are going to be strong hitters for us. For sure.
How about in the defensive position? I mean, you mentioned Sophia Fenner, obviously a big impact there, but you do lose a lot of digs with Ayla and Ellie. So what do you, you know, Sophia had like 250 some digs, so she's back. But how do you just see that defensively kind of fill in some of those roles there?
Yeah, Sophia Fenner, she's a workhorse. She'll go to work every day for us. She's the kid that would run into a wall to dig a ball, just in, even in practice, just to prove that she can get to it. But yeah, she's done a great job. Her freshman year, we had her playing some DS for us in the back row. We had her playing some defensive specialists last year. Obviously, she did a great job, took on a huge role for us in that, you know, deep run last year. And she's looking to have another really great season. And a lot of our kids last year, that senior group kind of set the standard with passing and defense last year, and just how hard we have to work at practice at it and why it's so important. And so all of those kids last year who maybe didn't pass, they've, you know, were raised last year in that mentality. And so they've come into practice every day, really ready to work on their defense and their passing.
So, I mean, you do lose a few players out of your rotation. What do you see from young players that are fighting for spots to get into that rotation coming into the year?
Mm-hmm. We had some kids who suited varsity last year, but didn't play on the varsity court, but they were, you know, every day in practice on the other side of the net of these girls. And so they've grown a lot, played club ball and all those kinds of good things in the off season too, but they'll be big for us this year. We also have a lot of other kids who weren't necessarily on varsity last year who've had a really good start to the season. Big freshman class too. So it'll be really exciting to kind of see, you know, where we find everybody at, you know, at the start of the season. And, you know, that could change by the end of the season too. Yeah, it'll be really good. Lots of good kids.
Okay. Very good. How do you feel about the conference this year and some of the talent coming back?
Yeah, it'll be good. I mean, the WIC is, you know, usually pretty competitive, especially in volleyball. Volleyball's a big growing sport, right? And so lots of kids from different schools are all playing club and getting better. And, you know, that's what you want. You want to be able to go compete, you know, in conference and in tournaments and, you know, those kinds of things. And that makes everybody better when everybody's competitive. So should be fun.
So you climb the ladder to get to the top spot, to get to state. In many respects, that might be the easy part. The hard part is staying there and maintaining that level of excellence. So how do you approach it? Is it any different than anything else, or do you see differences on what your approach to this team is?
No, I mean, our approach will be the same. We, you know, have just things that we've done over the years, things we focus on in practice. I mean, we're going to stick to what we know, right? We've had pretty good success with it. There's tweaks every year. This might be better for this team, or, you know, this is the group we have this year. Here's kind of what they need, those kinds of things. But I mean, we've built the program up with the things that we know work, and we'll continue to do that with this group and go out there and earn it.
And I have no doubt that this team is going to find a way to make some things happen this year. A lot of talent coming back, and it will be exciting to watch. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your Bulldogs throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Brooke Flathers, head coach for Riverside Volleyball, with us here on KSON.